Hi, everybody. Welcome to Shift Your Life Design with Tara Rudy. When you shift your mind, you can shift your life. I am outside. It's 9:03 here in Saskatchewan. The wind is high. And I am listening to one of my morning lives with Jody Carrington. And I just had a thought for next week's podcast. So I went to do my blog or my talk live. And I just realized that last week's podcast didn't have any audio. Let's act out week 3 because it's week 8. The funny thing is, week 3 is about taking action. If we want a fresh start to our goals and our drives, we have to take the action. And ironically, I failed to do that this week, and it sort of resonated with me because how are you going to have video, audio presentations with no talk? So I'm giggling here, and I'm ready to post last week's audio, and it was on a topic I thought was pretty valuable in making a fresh start. And what I learned last week, what I blogged about, was a word called renunciation. And some of us are really good at words. Some of us seem to filter all through our words and can't come up with the right word. Sometimes I might make shit up. Some of my friends know that. But it sounds cool. But this word, renunciation, does anybody out there know what that means? So for me, what I learned, it means a higher way to offer it up. So for myself, eating healthy, I say I'm going to start and I'm making this big goal and I'm going to get to where I need to go. But if I don't take the actions, I'm just staying the same. So I realize that I am a big advocate for change, and I am the least willing to let go of what I do each and every day. My evening snacking is always there. My portion management is poor. Sometimes the quality of foods I choose wouldn't meet the Canada Food Guide. But it's there and I eat it and it tastes good and it relieves something in me for only a minute or two. And then I live with this pressing anxiety over how I'm not meeting my goals. So today we are going to offer it up. We are going to make a choice to let something rise above us, and we are going to choose not to. And we are gonna remove the possessiveness it has amongst us. When you offer it up, you lose that attachment. You choose to let it go. And all of a sudden, offering it up isn't your obsession. You can choose to do, or you can choose not to. You can't choose to do both. So which one are you going to do? Are you going to choose to do, or are you going to choose not to? It's that simple. If you choose to do, you choose your goals. If you choose not to do, you choose to stay the same. So for me, I've offered it up, and I don't need dessert each night with the family because that's our routine. Our movie nights, always accustomed with some treats. But I had to choose to offer it up. It's not about everyone else. It's about me and my dreams and my goals and my aspirations. And when I choose to offer it up, I let go of the possessiveness because I no longer want to feel that attachment with it. And I also need to offer up my expectations for my goals. I need to just take it a day at a time, a choice at a time, and the opportunity will arise. It's amazing what happens when you are in the driver's seat, taking the wheel and choosing what you do and what you don't do. But you can't feel guilty when you choose to do, you choose to do. So if I eat poorly or make a choice to let it go, that's a full-on choice that I make to indulge in that moment. It's funny what we recognize as our problems. And my problems are poor progress, again and again, and over time I'm making no success because I fail to let it up. I refuse to let it go. And I need to recognize that when I take control, letting go makes space for that change. It makes way for us to discover some new things, but we have to let that space be. One evening, it was 10:30 this week, and the hunger pain set in, and it took everything for me to remind myself, no, I'm offering it up this week. I am offering it up. And over again, I had to make that choice out loud in my head that I choose not to do because I want to be strong and I want to face change and I want to experience what that feels like to go without and to come out the other side in a win. And I woke up the next morning and I was proud. It was one night and I was proud of the choice I made and the ability to hold space with that emotional tie to something. It wasn't really hunger. I was looking for some satisfaction in a moment, something to please me. And you know, at the end of the day, the win was way bigger. That success came the next morning, realizing I can do anything and I can choose to consume or I can choose not to consume. But when you choose to consume, own that shit. Choose it, enjoy it, but don't dwell in it. Don't hesitate when you do choose something from a cautious mind, from a mindful place. And when you choose not to do, choose to embrace that sensation. It will open you up to what's really happening inside. It's a craving. So, renunciation, I said it aloud because it's a new word, over and over. I asked my good friend Kendra, I'm like, do you know what this word means? And she knew. She knows her words. She is like the strength of words. And so I was proud of learning something new today, this week. And I need to replay that word every single day at the choices I make. And I need to be accepting of what I choose. And I need to deal with the outcome, however it will look. And I need to let go of the obsessions and the possessiveness that's holding me stuck. So that is last week's podcast. I am so sorry I'm a week late, but whatever, better late than ever, right guys? I hope you guys find wisdom in a new day. I'm out for a walk right now, so I'm huffing. I'm very out of shape. I just joined a 4-week challenge. It's small but large, and I'm choosing to do at least 2 kilometers Monday to Friday to get 10 kilometers a week. It's a 4-week challenge my good friend Kim put out there for our community in Nipawin. And at the end of this, I'm dragging my kids along through. They complain, they're miserable, but when we're out here, it's a new way. It's a beautiful feeling of freshness. And we get a fresh start as a family to exercise as a unit and to be together outdoors, doing something we can all work through as a family. So make today wonderful. If you're not following Jodi Carrington, I think you should. She is offering great insight into emotional regulation, connection, how to cope through COVID, and how to be okay being not okay. So guys, we're all not okay. And when you realize there are some things we can do to grow, you will find inside you become a better person on the whole. So thanks for listening this week. Offer it up, whatever it is you're stuck with, and make space for change, guys. It takes courage, determination, but really it takes you in the driver's seat to drive those goals home. So let's take some action. I will speak with you again, hopefully Wednesday, and hopefully my podcast has audio in it. Enjoy.